The following podcast may contain mature themes and coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the No Fear Friday edition of the No Fear Project podcast. I'm your host, Pete D'Amico. With everything going on in the world, one of the biggest fears out there are finances. Whether we are concerned with paying our rent, or the big drop in the stock market, or how our neighbors are going to make ends meet, or how long we will be out of work, we are all worried in some way financially. Despite these fears, there are opportunities out there right now. How do we find them? How do we deal with those fears? To find some direction, I invited an expert in the field on the show. We will talk to Julie Murphy over Zoom about fear, finance, and the future right after this quick word from our sponsor, Silver Fox Athletics. If you are anything like me, you have big goals. I really wanted to become a better runner. And you guessed it, fear was stopping me. I needed a running coach. Enter Coach Andy and Silver Fox Athletics. I started working with Coach Andy and he produced the perfect customized training plan. His plan and support were just what I needed. The fear started melting away instantly. I ended up with a shiny new personal record in the half marathon and even conquered my biggest running fear of all, the 26.2-mile marathon. Coach Andy specializes in those middle and back-of-the-pack runners like me, and even those that have never run much. Get more information about Silver Fox Athletics at silverfoxathletics.org. Also, follow Silver Fox Athletics on Instagram. While you are there, click book to get your free initial consultation with Coach Andy. Make sure to tell them you heard about Silver Fox on the No Fear Project. Hey, and now we go over to a talk about fear in finances, especially in the midst of an economic crisis like we have today, with best-selling author and certified financial planner, Julie Murphy. Julie, welcome to the No Fear Project.
How are you? I'm very good, thanks. Yeah, we got the fear. We're in the right spot.
Talk about fear. I mean, it's been great to have the group because everybody can kind of let those fears out, which I think is important. You can't hold on to them, right? So
no, you can't stuff them down. It just comes out another way.
Yeah, exactly. So let's start with telling people a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. Julie Murphy and grew up here in Chicago on the South Side. And, you know, I didn't grow up with any money or not a lot. I didn't know any difference when I was a kid, but learned to figure out how to grow it, hold on to it, and make it sustainable. And, you know, it led me to write my first book, which was called The Emotion Behind Money, which that is all around us every day today. And it actually came out 3 weeks before the market downturn in 08. And then most recently, I published a book called Awaken Your Wealth. And it's about that we really work with real people in real life to create a sustainable real wealth model, which is not how money has typically been taught or learned. And because it's about really building your life from the inside out as opposed to from the outside in. And, you know, my office is here, JMC Wealth Management here in the West Loop in Chicago. I've been doing that for over 25 years now, and everything continues to keep growing, and we're serving society. People always say to me, well, what's your minimum to work with you? And that's one of the problems is that most financial experts have minimums, so the access to people to help them is cut off to the majority of people who need it. And I have made it my life's mission to not have that be the case by doing things like this to help people at large.
That's fantastic. And when did your second book come out?
It came out last April. Yeah, April of 19 it came out. And yes, it went number one on Amazon in 5 different categories as a new release.
Well, you made
those of us who knew you from way back when proud. So full disclosure, Julie and I have known each other for a while, although we haven't probably talked in, oh geez, probably 30 years or something.
Yeah,
so.
Oh my God, yeah, we knew each other and we had pimples.
Yeah, I had more hair back then too. So
yeah, me too.
So it's great that you're working with people in pretty much any point in their life at that, because of no minimum, right?
Right.
How are your clients reacting? What are you talking to them about, like, especially right now during
the conference? So it's interesting. You know, I just did a Zoom with my clients. A lot of people think that my phone is ringing off the hook right now, and it's not. And the reason that it's not is because when you help align people's money with who they are and the timeframes and what they want to do things, in the macro environment, they've insulated themselves from what happens, because we don't know what's going to happen next. Nobody could have planned 5 years ago that a pandemic was going to hit us. But what you can do is you can, what I call, position yourself to be lucky and have your money in different buckets. Now, I will say, in, you know, 2017, 18, when the S&P was going up, you know, leaps and bounds, and my clients were like, why am I lagging a little bit in return? Not one of them is complaining about that today, because when the markets are going down 38, 40%, they're down 15. And it's because we're protecting them against the downside. And at the end of the day, people don't really care about their money. It's about what the money is doing for them. So, like, can they keep their lifestyle up? Can they protect their family if they lose their job? Can they, you know, sustain, you know, what their goals were, like sending their kids to college or making sure that they retire on time or pay off their house in a particular time period? And so when you align those things, the fear comes out of the equation. It's not that my clients are not concerned, because they are, but when you can see that you're still able to live your life the way that you want to do it, it doesn't seem so scary.
So if somebody wasn't with you today, somebody wasn't a client, but they came to you right now and they've lost their job, their savings isn't there, mm-hmm. what advice would you start to tell them about, like, what do you do now? And then how do you position that for the future for them?
Well, I will tell you, that is like the greatest gift you could actually get. And people be like, pardon me, that's the greatest gift to get, is to lose my job? Like, you're smoking crack, lady. You know, like, some people will be like, what are you talking about? You know what? You've been given the gift of a clean slate, because now you have to bring in creative thinking and innovation as to the next step. You've been given a gift to redesign your life. You now have a blank canvas. And how do you really want to do it? Because a lot of times we're stuck in jobs and we're stuck in lifestyles based on our bills and the things that we've decided to commit to, or debts that we've created, that we don't know how to get out of that. And by literally, like, taking a meteor and throwing it on the ground, that's then what's created the space now for you to redesign yourself. So some of the things that I would suggest that people look at going, it's super important right now. I know people are like, oh, this is great. We're going to get the stimulus package and small businesses are going to get loans and we're going to be able to get money from the government. And you guys, it is a trap. It is a big trap, because the wealthy really control the masses by the level of debt that you personally create, whether it's for you individually or how you do it from a business. I mean, I'm a business owner, and it's, you have to, the biggest piece that people do not do, particularly in America, is they don't accept the reality of what it is going on in their life, and they don't make adjustments. They put a patch on it, and they think it's just going to go back to the way that it always was. And that's what keeps you in this loop cycle of suffering over and over and over again. I always talk about the fact that you have to clean up your financial past, which are your debts, while trying to live in the present moment, which is whatever reality it is that you have, and plan for the future all at the same time. Because if you only do one component of that, at some point you're going to be sitting there going, oh, I wish I woulda, coulda. And that's the biggest challenge that people run into. So if you've lost your job, look at the reality of your bills. Look at the reality of, okay, this is what unemployment has coming in. how can I make adjustments with my cash outflow so that I don't increase a bunch of debt so that I have a spending hangover when it comes to me actually getting my next job when this all starts to turn around? That's like the biggest thing that I can stress to people, because you don't want to pigeonhole yourself into the next 10 years of your life.
That's great. I mean, I think that where I get concerned is when I hear people like, I can't pay my rent, I can't pay my mortgage. And that mindset, I'm afraid they'll get stuck on a specific place, a specific bill, a specific amount of money, and only look for that solution.
Yep.
And I think what you're saying is, look, you've got to take a step back from that. Look at those. Of course, you can't get kicked out of your house. You've got kids, you've got a mortgage, you've got whatever.
Sure.
But there's going to be tools for you to use.
Yeah, for an example.
Right?
Let me give you an example. So I was just working with someone the other day where they had a 30% decrease in their pay already. And they're like, well, how do we do this? And I was like, okay, the first things we need to do is let's call your car company on your car debt. Let's call your credit card companies and let's call your mortgage company. And let's have them give you some breathing room. And each one of those debtors actually said, and a lot of debtors are doing this today, in the next 90 days, you don't need to make your payments. It's not going to hurt you on your credit report. They're just going to add it to the back of the loan. So that's not increasing your debt. That's just giving you a breath of fresh air. And it's like, okay, so while I can get to those creative solutions and try to innovate a new life for myself, because we are not going back to the way that life was 3 months ago. As much as we think that we're going to, that's gone forever. Because we have to remember, the market falls first and then the economy falls. And a lot of people don't realize it. And what do I mean by that? Well, so the market fell. People's 401k values went down. And then all of a sudden, now what? Well, we're starting to see unemployment rates hike up. And so all those ripple effects of the service economy being shut down, and we're going to feel that over the next 2 to 3 years, if not longer. So that's why don't live in a fairy tale and think that you're going to go back to the way it was last December, because it's not going to go there. And so when it comes to like, oh my God, what do? I can't pay my rent. Well, creative solutions. You know, if you own your own property and you have empty bedrooms in your house and you have friends and like, why, you know, back in the day, people lived with each other and they split the bills.
That's called Airbnb now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Or house swaps. Right. But these are some of the creative solutions. I had a woman who really wanted to get out of her job right before 08 and 09, and she wanted to create her own business. So she did this right before 08. And then she's like, Jewel, what do? Like, the market just tanked. I can't go get a job to save my life. I've started my own business and no revenue's coming in because I didn't even really start yet. Like, the timing couldn't have been worse. And she owned a 3-bedroom condo. And so what we did is she rented out the 2 bedrooms to where her cash outlay then was only $300 a month. So it allowed her to stay on the track to create this business that she wanted to create. And it met her where she was in her current reality, because her mortgage payment then was able to be paid, no problem, because she was only having to come up with $300 a month. And so there are creative choices, and some of those choices may not be ones that you want to have, but what's super important right now is that you stay in a place of empowerment and not become a victim. Because the minute you switch to the victim mentality, and all of a sudden then somebody else is controlling your life except for you.
Yeah. So I relate a lot to that, because I left my job on purpose to, mm-hmm. you know, a few months back. And when this hit, I had those moments, right? You're going to, it's not having the moment of panic. It's what you do later.
Totally.
Went from panic and I got it down to fear, and that fear is stuck with me for a few weeks. And today when I was out on a short run, it just dawned on me. I came home and I told Gretchen, look, I'm not going to apply for jobs right now. And I'm not, that's not why I left to pursue other things. It's not going to solve the problem long-term. So it's the short-term, long-term tug of war, I think, that we get into when you get hit this hard. I mean, you mentioned 08, 09. That was a cakewalk compared to what this is, right? So,
agreed.
You know, as we get further down, I just think the fear levels are going to stay amped up, and it's going to take people like you and other, you know, people who are looking at finances holistically to help calm people and give them the ideas and solutions.
Right.
To that end, I know you're doing, it looks like you're doing videos every day at this point.
Yeah. On my website, juliemurphy.com, I've been putting together a toolbox, which are tools, and I'm giving them out at no cost, because we all need tools to calm our nervous systems down, to find our groundedness so that we can even get to a place of being creative and innovative, right? It's like, it's a pie in the sky. If your nervous system is not calm. Like, I did this video the other day about, you know, I did a lot of training with Deepak Chopra through the years on the concept called Ayurveda, which is all about your body, mind, and spirit. And he talks about, everybody has three doshas, pitta, vata, and kapha, and some of them dominate. So if you're high anxiety, that means you're worried about the future. If you're depressed, that means you're stuck too much in the past. But really, we all have to get to this place of living in the present moment and in reality and have an acceptance to the reality of today. And so, like, the Ayurvedic stuff, like, my kids, like, they've been nuts since I've had them home. Like, it's like they're caged animals being inside, and mom's homeschooling now. I'm divorced, so it's me and my four kids, and I'm teaching them school while I'm running my business. And it's like, I lather them up with these Ayurvedic oils that have herbs in them that calm your nervous system down. And they're like, Mom, can you put those on again? Because it just chills their whole system down. Like, there's tools like that, whether it's physical tools, meditation tools. Like, we have something going on in our toolbox here shortly that are resources through my years of all the spiritual and holistic training that I've had of the best teachers for meditation to calm you down. And it's not, these are the ones that make meditation easy, not hard. You should be listening to those every night on your Bluetooth speaker in your bedroom. There are plenty of free ones out there from these people. You don't have to have money to do this, but this is about you being in the present moment and being calm. And because it's really, we have to understand that this virus is, you know, I've had some of my holistic teachers tell me that there's a soul piece to this virus, that we are either, that the soul's purpose of the coronavirus is that you are going to either choose fear or love. And it is here to eradicate fear. And so if you are operating from a place of fear and not being calm, you are going to be ripe for this virus to get you. And so this is about really coming from a place of what I would call heart-basedness. And because we have operated so much from our minds and our egos to create the lives that we've created, it's now time for us to get into our hearts, because that is what's most expansionary. You know, when I've worked with my clients through the years, if we are not choosing our jobs from our heart, our family life, our relationships, our friendships, guess what? Money always falls away from you when you're not choosing things from your heart. Like, Pete, you have no idea the money that's going to come to you because you proactively, in an empowered state, quit your job, and now is willingness to go into the new and the unknown. Like, that is going to be completely supported. And as long as you stay in the alignment that you're doing what you love and it's aligned with your heart, what I have learned after 25 years of doing this, more money is going to come to you. It happens every time.
Yeah. I think one of the things I liked about your book, your latest book, is that you gave a bunch of tools, and you were explicit that, look, not every tool is for every person. You don't need to use all of these. If the you know, the coils you talked about doesn't speak to you, then maybe meditation speaks to you. And totally. It's not about getting bogged down in the tools. It's more about the message, I think, of finding a way, utilizing some tool, whatever that is for you. For some people, it will be rosary, beads, and prayer. For other people, it'll be Buddhist meditation, you know?
Absolutely.
But you've got to find those tools. I think that's the part of the book that, like, I really enjoyed the most, was the illustrations of people using the different tools, regardless of where they were at in their lives. So,
right.
You know, if you had to give people two or three non-negotiables, right? Like, if you want to get rid of that financial fear mm-hmm. now and going forward? What are the non-negotiable parts? Because to me, that's different than the tools, right? So what are the, right. the what, how do you get to the crux of it?
Well, so I walk clients through, and in some of my online courses that are going to be coming out, we'll walk people through the stuff in the book. Because I also think that there's a big piece here that we're all feeling a little bit alone, you know, and you don't have to do this by yourself. Like, I will say that's one of the gifts that I got having 11 brothers and sisters. You know, we didn't have a pot to piss in when we were kids, but we never, ever, ever hit rock bottom because we had support. And whether you liked it, and so it's super important that one, you know, the first thing I think to really get rid of a lot of this financial fear is you have to have a willingness to adapt, right? You've got to be able to adapt and open your mind a little bit to try things that you haven't tried before. You know, like as an example, I had a 71-year-old client who kept coming to my office telling me that his money was going to be for his kids and that, and I go, isn't there anything in your life that you've like really wanted to do? And he's like, you know, I always wanted to go to law school, but those days are just gone. And I was like, so every time I saw him, I would be like, did you take the LSAT? Did you take the LSAT? And he would just laugh at me. And I was just like, 3 years later, he walked in my office with his acceptance letter to law school. And that man practiced law until he was 85 years old. So if a 71-year-old can completely change his life from being retired, widowed, to thriving and enjoying the heck out of his life, anybody can do that right now. And I'm not saying go to law school. It just may be that, you know, you've been in this trade job, you know, like some of my siblings, you know, carpenters or, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. You don't have to stay in that the rest of your life. You can be nimble. You can make choices. So you have to adapt. That's the number one thing. Adapt, adapt, adapt. Okay. I think the second thing is find a process that works. So like I was talking about, like I walk clients through what I call the PACT process, P-A-C-T. And it's about that you have to start dreaming again. That's the biggest part of the PACT process is you have to dream again. So you have to adapt. You have to be willingness to adapt. And then you have to want to dream again. You know, this guy didn't necessarily dream of being a lawyer at, you know, 80 years old, but it was like, it was something that made him giggle. So the question is what's going to bring out your giggle again? Like yesterday I did a video. I had just started getting to a place, you know, I've lost like 30 pounds in the last 6 months. And I have, I was just getting to a place where I was really feeling strong and I was ready to, I was about to turn another corner and then all of a sudden no gyms are open anymore. And I'm like, oh, what do you mean the gyms are open? So yesterday I found myself, because it made me and my kids laugh our butts off, I literally bench pressed my 5-year-old. He's 50 pounds. And it was just like, I could only do like 10 because it was 10 pounds heavier than what I was normally doing. But it made us all laugh and it made us giggle. So whether it's something that needs to shift in your personal life, your family life, your work life, you got to find the giggle again. And I have found that your dreams are the thing that, you know, my dream is that I want to become fit again. And I lost that after I had 4 kids in 5.5 years in my late 30s and early 40s. And I needed to find that again. And then I think really to eradicate more financial fear is there's so many people, you have to accept that reality. Meaning you have to open up those envelopes. I have had so many people tell me going, I haven't even looked at my accounts because I don't want to know where they're at. You know what? Here's the problem. That is stuffing your emotions down. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but when you stuff down your emotions, it actually, those emotions crystallize inside of your body, which is why, like, you see those people who are like in their 60s getting off the train, like in downtown Chicago, and they're going to work and they're like crabby as all hell because all those emotions that they've stuffed down all those years, they can't stuff down anymore. And they're coming up and they're coming up in the craziest ways. And so we have to understand that if we're not like looking at the reality that we've created, there's a grieving process you have to go do. You know, like when my marriage fell apart, I shouldn't even say that. When I chose to leave my marriage because it wasn't something that was feeding my heart and soul anymore, I was really sad about that because Julie doesn't fail at anything in her life. I remember having the divorce tape sitting right there, and I called up one of my coaches and I said, why can't I sign the forms? And she said to me, because Julie doesn't fail at anything. I sobbed for like a half an hour because I don't. I've succeeded at everything in my life. And somehow, some way, even though I know I showed up as much as I possibly could, on level it was wiring into me that I was a failure. And I needed to feel those feelings. So whether you've like put yourself in a really bad financial situation and this just made it worse and it put the icing on the cake, like just feel the feelings, because guess what? The reality is not going to change. No matter if you try to like put your head under the carpet, you know, under the pillow, it's still not going to change reality. So you have to accept that reality and then get back. The fourth thing is get back to being who you are. I always say, and everyone always laughs at me for this one, but let your freak flag fly. It is time to let your freak flag fly. You have unique gifts that this world needs, and it's time for you to wake the heck up, because the world needs it now more than ever before, because you are better at something than, you know, I've had some people say to me going, Julie, this person was on this video with you, and now they're starting to talk like you, and they sound like you, and they're stealing your stuff. And I'm like going, oy vey. I go, you know what? I can't think about that, because not one of those people can have my personality and be who I am. And you know what? If it's helping more people on the globe, great. Because that's abundant thinking, as opposed to like lawyer thinking of go after them, try to stop them, try to do this. No. I want to be part of expansion and healing and abundance, right? Mm-hmm. If you have to be willing to just go let your freak flag fly and be who you are and scream it to the world. And then the last thing is you have got to be willing to go take action. I can talk to you about all this stuff till I'm blue in the face, but if you don't take action on your dreams, and it may be little steps that you have to take towards your dreams, but that is so important. And this is the process that I walk people through, because it's a sustainable process. It's not a process that's going to get you from here to there right now. You know what? One of the things I can't stand the most is you go to these like things and they motivate you and you're like, rah, rah, and I'm good. And then for 2 weeks, I'm like, yeah, I'm conquering the world. And then you're like back to the same pile of shit. Pardon my French.
No, that's all good here.
So I know that was a long-winded answer, but you know, it just really is, you know, you have to be willing to, just to summarize, like adapt, get back to dreaming and find that giggle again, accept the reality that you're currently living in. Let that freak flag fly and be authentic, because you need to be you. Otherwise, you're going to get sick. I watch that happen all the time. And then take that action, ladies and gentlemen, because that's the most important piece.
Yeah.
But you can't take action until you do the other steps.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that the action is the part, I think, where sometimes people do stop, because that's when it gets real. They get a little nervous, right? Everything else is in your head, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a big one. And I relate a lot to the weight loss side. I mean, the first podcast I had, and we still have almost to 100 episodes now, is Fat Man Chronicles with my wife, Preston.
That's awesome.
It's all about our lives and our journey to this, right? And weight loss, you know, I hear about your workout, and I hear weight loss, and, you know, I'm not certified in anything, right? But I've become an expert over the years, right?
Right.
And I hear that and I go, you don't have to worry about that. Weight loss is about what you put in your mouth, not about how you move your body, right? The moving of your body is all about health. And
right.
I see parallels with finance, right? So, you know, the last part you've got to do is take that action. You know, with weight loss, it's, am I going to put another forkful in, or am I going to stop, right? And you've got to
plan
that in your head, or else you'll fail every time if you don't have a plan going into a meal. You're going to fail every time going into a financial situation without a plan. So, you know, and this is not something I've talked about on this podcast, but I'm an open book and everything else. So, you know,
that's our south side coming out in us.
It is. Yeah. I filed for bankruptcy almost exactly 10 years ago to the day. And it was business ownership. It was a divorce. It was, you know, the financial downturn, and it was the most humbling experience of my life to sit in front of somebody and say, look, to your point, like, you failed.
Yeah.
What, you know, and you feel like a complete shithead screw up.
Totally.
It takes some time to get over that. But what it did for me now is I have a thinking process with my wife that we're open and we talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
And so we go through these types of steps consistently. And that, I guess the last part that like I would throw in there is that just because you've gotten to an action point doesn't mean that you're not on step one again tomorrow, right?
Absolutely, because we all fall off the horse. You know, when I look at this journey that I've had over the last few months, it's like you can totally see on my on the scale, like I went down and I went up. It looked like a wave and down and up until I started to figure out going, because for me, you can't tell me I can't have something because I'm going to do it in spades if you tell me I can't have it.
Right.
And that includes food. Like, don't tell me I can't eat what I want to eat, when I want to eat it, and how I want to eat it. Right. Right? And so I had to find this balance between, you know what? Again, that goes back to being empowered in your decisions and empowered in your choices, whether it's your budget choices or your food choices or your relationship choices, but make them a proactive choice, not a default. And then all of a sudden I'm kind of going, wow, I'm starting to feel a little bit better. This wasn't about like me taking gluten and dairy out of my diet. This was about the fact that I don't have this like sluggish feeling anymore. And I kind of like feeling vibrant in the morning. And right. Who would have thought that that was gluten and dairy doing that? Going, then I made a choice of which way do I want to feel? And then I made a choice. And now it's not so hard. You know, I had to shift from, you know, eating my hummus instead of with crackers like I like to do it. Now I do it with celery sticks and broccoli sticks. And it's like, I realized what I really liked was the crunch.
Right.
I'm not going to do without my crunch because that really was my trigger. It's so funny how our brains just screw with us left and right. And you just have to, again, keep making empowered choices one after the other.
Yeah, absolutely. So if somebody needs help right now, we're sending them over to juliemurphy.com.
Yep.
To take a look at that. And how else can they, if they want to reach out to you, is there any place else to look for you on social media or?
Yeah, so we're really launching a lot of stuff on my YouTube right now. So my book called Awaken Your Wealth, we're now starting a series called, you know, we're going to have Awaken Your Health, Awaken Your Career, Awaken Your Spirit, Awaken Your Body, and all these different parts of the series to help you in different parts of your life. Because sometimes you can only start with one, you know, and it's kind of hard to eat the whole elephant at once, you know, and so it's really about applying it to the different areas of your life. And then once you can master, the key is work on the easiest one so you have a success. And then peel the onion and work on the next one. And then peel the onion a little bit more and work on the next one. And so we're really trying to, you know, if you go to my YouTube, or you can also sign up for like my newsletter, juliemurphy.com. We have tips and tools that you can sign up for free. Get on our email list. That will help you because we're putting all kinds of stuff out there. And, you know, since the day I started my business, I always survey people to go and, you know, and I'm not in business unless I'm helping you. So how else can we help you the most? And that's exactly how it's all organically grown, is because there is no other financial planner I know that runs a business like mine, because we really do more in-depth life planning in a holistic way. And it's all been because we've asked people what they wanted. And I just have this thirst for knowledge. And I've had all this exposure, you know, to the psychology of whether it acts out in your health or your money or your relationships. And it's all based on our subconscious mind. And most of us don't realize that our subconscious mind is actually running our lives. And our subconscious mind was started by the time we're 7 years old, that was in place. And that is now 97% of how we respond to the world comes from our subconscious mind. And you know, this way, we as human beings have two operating systems. One is the conscious mind and the other is the subconscious mind. But our education system only really talks about the conscious mind. And that's actually only 3% of how we are effective in the world. And it's so all the stuff that we do really helps you to approach so that you stop repeating all those patterns and you interrupt those patterns to get to a healthier place that you want to be from any aspect of your life.
Awesome. All right. Well, any other words of wisdom for anybody that's sitting out there listening that is full of fear right now?
Yeah. Just know that doing extreme self-love and self-care is not selfish. It's exactly what you need to do today. And it's okay if you disappoint people. This time is about going inside. Just have the courage to do it.
Awesome.
That's where the healing's at.
Well, fantastic. Well, I really appreciate this. And, you know, we may be reaching out to you again, depending on how long this stuff goes. So.
All right. That sounds good, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Again, I want to thank Julie for coming on to give us her take on abundance and overcoming financial fears. I got a lot out of our talk, and I hope you did too. As we wrap up this special No Fear Friday episode, I want to thank our Patreon supporters. You make the group and show possible. A special thank you to our producers, the Endurance for Everyone podcast, Dave Silvia, and the Money, Motivation, and Motherhood podcast. The support of all our patrons during this trying time is humbling. And I want to give a special thank you to John Harris and dedicate this episode to the passing of his mom. John, we're all with you, and thank you so much for sharing with us in the No Fear Project and for continuing to be such a huge supporter. Please be sure to subscribe to the No Fear Project on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. It really does help people find the show. As always, remember, the way forward is together. The time to conquer is now.
Thank you for listening to the No Fear Project. Original music is from Josh and Dean. Join us on social media by searching the No Fear Project on Facebook and Instagram. Check out thenofearproject.com for more information, including in-person presentations on fear customized for your organization. The No Fear Project is committed to helping those with mental illness get help and to defeating the stigma. If you have any thoughts of harming yourself or suicide, please contact the Suicide Prevention Hotline for help now at 800-273-8255. Remember, you are not alone. The No Fear Project is a production of Paragon Media, all rights reserved.